Howdy out there, cowboys and cowgirls. If you have a snake in your boot, well then this ain't the show for you. There's gonna be lots of rootin' and tootin', but not a lot of shootin'. It's 2019, people. Get with the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for tuning in to The Random Bush. Hello out there, this is Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bush, and this right here is the very beginning of the final episode of Season 1. This episode will play out a little different than our normal ones, as in the first segment, we'll be correcting all of the mistakes that we had made throughout the course of the entire first season. So that'll be a good time. And in the second segment, Andrew and I are going to be responding to listener emails. And of course, as always, there's sketches and jokes and hijinks and silliness and goofiness and of course, a little bit of wittiness, but mostly just having a good time. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another great episode of The Random Bush.
This episode is brought to you by Baloney. It's called Baloney because it's a lie.
Oh yeah, it's the Random Bush Show.
Here we are.
Here we are, everybody. You know what, Sean? This is the last episode of this season.
I was just gonna say, let's not say the last. Like, this is it. We're done.
We're done forever.
Final. I don't want to hear this shit no more. No.
I just want to thank everyone for. What do they do? They don't tune in. What do they do? They go into the little thing and they press a little button and then they go.
Well, they make an active effort. Some people have subscribed to the RSS feed.
It's a
other people
steps.
Check in every month or every week or every day or I don't know how often they check in, but some people check in often and catch up. Some people get it right away. It's to each their own.
With that being said, kind of comb through a lot. You looked through them, I looked through it, and we have a couple corrections to make for this season.
There have been quite a few mistakes in every episode. Now, granted, neither of us claim to be experts.
Right.
Or doctors, or any type of speciality.
Not at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just want to be clear, any advice that we give, whether it be nutritious information or anything of that nature, is not backed by science.
Not at all.
Or even Wikipedia research.
Or religion.
A lot of it's based on an article I read 5 to potentially 10 years ago.
Or something that my Uncle Dave said to me.
Yeah, your Uncle Dave might have said a couple things to me, too.
He may have. So without further ado, this is Random Bush Corrections.
We have quite a few corrections that we need to make.
It's so weird, you know. Episode 5, Sean, you implied that Jesus, Santa, and the entire cast of Seinfeld, as well as the girl's grandmother, was present during the time that you lost your virginity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I do want to address that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all those people weren't present. The entire cast of Seinfeld was there, and technically speaking, if you consider Jesus in a spiritual sense, he was probably there as well. However, her grandmother and Santa Claus were not present during the loss of my virginity. In episode 4, you imply that there is a doctor and his specific job is to wander the world and every time he sees a baby, he must then write it down.
Okay, so maybe it's not a doctor, but someone out there is writing down when they see babies and putting down baby names. And what's their deal? What's it to them, right?
You might be onto something there.
So weird.
In that same episode, you imply that you maybe sexually attracted to animals.
Oh, animals. That's pretty broad. I'm not sexually attracted to animals. Not all of them, anyways. Just Mama Bear from the Bernstein Bears. Oh, polka dots get me randy, you know?
I hear you. I hear you. I get it.
Sean, in episode 6, you said there's an entire black market for toots, farts, and concrete flappers?
Yeah, that's a legitimate thing. That is totally a real black market.
Weird.
It stinks. And it sucks, and if you're not involved with it, I would highly suggest you do not get involved in it. It's something you do not want to stick your nose into. In that same episode, you had implied that Beyonce farts can get you high.
Okay, I'll make the correction on that. Maybe Beyonce farts won't get you high, but what can't that woman do? Honestly. Sean, in episode 6, we implied in a sketch that a duck could fly a plane, which... that's just absolutely ridiculous. Like, how can a duck operate an altimeter with those little feathers, you know?
No, now that I think about it, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
In that same episode, we imply that a duck was a POW in the Korean War, which is ridiculous because we both know that duck was a POW in the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Very sad. Mm-hmm.
Andrew, in episode 7, you imply that you're going to take a squid on a holiday adventure and that this would be a good time that would be had by all.
All right, correction on that. It probably would be a good time for all except for the squid.
That's a good point.
In episode 7, Sean, you imply that almonds have nipples that are hurt by an almond milking machine.
Almond milk has been rising in popularity as a dairy alternative. Think about the size of an almond. Now think of the size of a nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Now think of the size of a nipple on an almond.
Yeah.
We've got to do something. It's not like they're giant cows.
Yeah.
They're hooking up these huge milk suckers.
These tiny little nipples. These tiny little almond nipples.
Somebody needs to speak out on account of the almond nipples. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
In episode 8, Andrew asks what they call the sound effects guy. And I just want to clarify, Andrew, I believe they call him the Foley guy.
No. I looked this up. His name is Michael, okay? And Michael enjoys margaritas and staring at me and making me feel uncomfortable. That's the name of the sound guy. All right, Sean, episode 8, you imply there's a dual meth cookie making accident in a town that got everybody high.
Yeah, that was a local tragedy. The town Sturgill, it happened in 1986, and their economy still hasn't recovered. But the area does still smell like cookies. Ooh. So there's that. You'd think more people would go there, but not a whole lot of opportunity on account of the whole meth in the air thing.
Yeah, here's a correction. In episode 9, Sean says that you can re-donate donated organs.
Wait, you can't do that?
In the same episode, you implied that you can counteract the senior citizen 2% discount with 102% waffles.
Now, I'll admit, you guys had to sit me down to explain this one to me. It was a long conversation, I got a little heated, but I understand now, even though I don't want to believe it in my heart, you can't have more than 100% waffle. There, I said it! Are you happy?
Jeez. Yeah, sorry, man. Doesn't work.
And in that same episode, just to add a caveat, you said you were the son of Jeffrey Eggo.
Well, I could be, honestly. I mean, I don't know who my real father is. And it's either Jeffrey Eggo or Johnny Pancake. Okay? In the episode special called The News, you said it costs 700 lotus flowers for a panda prostitute.
Yeah, that is wildly out of control. Panda prostitutes run about 150 to 200 lotus flowers at most, unless they do something special. In the Little Green Triangle episode, you said that triangle birth is painful.
Well, I mean, yeah. Listen, I wouldn't say all triangle births are painful. I think that an obtuse triangle is for sure a C-section, but an acute one would be like a natural birth. You know, in that same episode, though, Sean, you shoot down triangle milk as a potential dairy substitute.
Yeah, you're right. I actually have to bite the bullet on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the research, and as it turns out, triangle milk, aka tri-milk, is actually a very nutritious alternative to dairy. Just so you know, we here at the Random Bush do not support illegal triangle fighting in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And during the making of that episode, no shapes were hurt.
Yes, and all the profits from that episode will be donated to the rehabilitation of former fighting shapes.
That is correct.
Going on, here's another correction. Episode 12, Sean, you gave emergency information that was just absolutely wrong.
I'm actually a little ashamed of this one because if someone were to use my horrible advice that I gave, if you were in a case of an emergency, that wouldn't help at all. So just to be clear, if you are in an emergency, do not take off your pants. Do not do a silly little dance.
Mm.
In episode 10, Andrew, you say that a helicopter will make a good kitchen appliance.
I mean, yeah, I think that it still could if it was like a little helicopter, you know, just a little, you know, just a little.
Like
right there.
Countertop helicopter?
Yeah, a little countercopter, you know? Is a little countercopter.
In episode 20, you say that you can throw water through the air and then a fish can swim through that water in the air to get to you faster.
I mean, possibly, but you said in that same episode that you could have a little cup of air and take it underwater and people could run through it really quick.
If spilled, yeah, I stand by that.
This has been Corrections, and you've been listening to The Random Bush Show. Stay tuned for more wackiness.
I'm quite confident there was a couple other things we got wrong, but that should about do it.
And now, Random Thoughts.
Did you know that Kevlar, in its natural state, is day-glow orange? Proof that God has a sense of humor.
Guys, I'm pretty sure this is the way.
Yeah, sure.
I told told you, we shouldn't have stepped off the trail.
Just look at the map, bro. This is a shortcut. Trust me.
Yeah, it better be.
Wait. Whoa! What the heck? Ow.
What the hell is this supposed to be?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is some kind of trap. Guys, we are lost. Lost in the friggin' jungle, and now we've fallen into some kind of a trap. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I told you, we shouldn't have stepped off the friggin' trail.
He's freaking out.
This is not good.
Dude, he is losing his freaking mind.
Okay.
You had better figure this out.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay. No. Okay, everyone, just relax. All right, the walls can't be more than 9 feet high. If you give me a lift, I'll then be able to pull you guys up, and then we'll get back to the trail. Everything will work out just fine. No one needs to worry.
What is that? Do you hear that?
What is that?
No way.
What is going on? What is that?
No way.
You're in trouble now.
What is happening?
I only ever thought they were stories. I didn't ever think it could be real.
What?
Dude, what is going on?
Guys, I can't believe this.
Let's party.
What?
We fell into a booby trap.
What? What should I do?
Party like you've never partied before.
Woo!
Okay.
Hey, well, good looking.
Let's party, guys.
Let's do it.
Yes. Come to this pit often.
What are you boys
drinking
tonight? Any other pits around here that
are fine?
No, it's
all right.
Yeah.
Let's party, guys.
Hey, Vicky, look who just showed up. Some new mandangos are here.
What's to come, really?
All right. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
I meowed at my cat yesterday and he turned and looked at me. Wonder what I said.
This is so cool. This is so cool, Sean.
It is.
People
it's really
listen to the show and they're like...
People in the world decided to reach out to us because they've listened to the thing that we've created. It's very surreal.
Ooh, I have... All right, so my first email is from Daniel Reiter. Writer. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's like an I, then an E. I don't know. Greetings from Columbus. Okay. Could you give me a shout out? I've listened to all of your episodes and some of them are kind of funny. My name is Daniel Ryder from Columbus. I don't know. Columbus where? In like Ohio? She just writes
There's
Columbus.
There's quite a few Columbuses actually. Yeah. I think every state has a Columbus and a
I don't
Springfield.
Know. How do you do a shout out? Hey, Danielle. Thanks for listening. Some of them are kind of funny. That's a little weird.
Wait, they wanted us to do a shout out for who?
For her.
What's her name again?
Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, this is Sean Random, and I'm here with...
Andrew Bush.
And we're giving you a shout out from the Random Bush Show.
All right. Have fun there in Columbus, where it's either really cold, really hot, or...
Somewhere in the middle of the country.
Somewhere in the middle of the country. Cool.
Is that how you do a shout out?
I guess that's a shout out. It's weird. A shout out. Cool. Danielle, thank you for writing. Cool.
Danielle in Columbus.
All right. Here, Sean, you take the next one.
Sure. I got one here. Hello, Sean and Andrew. Oh, sorry. This is from Christopher Stitchens, and it does not say where he's from.
Okay.
So, hello, Sean and Andrew. Thank you for Random Bush. I'm a very shy kind of person. I just started college. Living in the dorms is the first time in my life that I'm away from home. The night before I left for college, I was so nervous I couldn't sleep. So I searched the internet and found your show. I quickly enjoyed your backlog of episodes on the long trip there. When I first entered my dorm room and met my roommate for the first time, I was very nervous and I really wanted to make a good impression. As I walked in, I noticed he was hanging up a Monty Python poster.
Yeah.
After introductions, I commented on the poster. He said he loves sketch comedy. 2 minutes later, we were laughing together listening to your show. And we do so with every new episode. Your show saved my college experience. Thank you. Well, I don't know if we saved your college experience.
Yeah, it sounds like we ruined it. What are you doing? Listening to podcasts? What a nerd.
No, don't say that.
Okay.
Him and his roommate found something that they enjoy together.
Yes.
And I'm glad that we can be a part of that. I can actually sympathize with this character.
How come his roommate didn't write to us? Do you have any ones from his roommate? Unless it's Huang Zhao.
Do you have one from Huang Zhao? He doesn't say who his roommate is, so no? Let's presume it's Huang Zhao.
How do you... H-U-A-N-G?
H-U-A-N-G. Hong?
Huang?
Hong?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hello, Rando Bush. Hello, Rando Bush. Oh, he spells it right. Sorry for bad English. I write to you from Jiangsu Province, Shanghai. I really like Story of Panda. When Panda had telling what Panda was doing. What? So please do more panda-related stories, as I only listen for panda-related stories. Thank you for reading. I feel like this isn't real. I feel like this is someone messing with us.
I really want to believe that Hong.
Hong?
What's his name?
Huang? H-U-A-N-G.
What's his last name?
I feel like this is one of your friends that's goofing on us now.
That's a very good... There's a potentiality. Yeah. Or...
Look how many times he writes the word panda.
He might be a panda enthusiast.
We did do that one episode that was about pandas.
You're right.
And
yes,
there's a lot of news. There's a lot of panda stuff in there.
There was a lot of panda stuff in there.
Well, Huang, you know, I don't care if you're real or not. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm tossing this over in the bin right here. There you go. Thank you, Huang.
Thank you, Hung.
Thank you, Huang. All right, Sean, take the next one. That one was weird.
All right, this one's a little...
That wasn't weird. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I didn't mean it was weird. It was just...
It didn't feel real. I gotcha.
A lot of words, panda.
That's a lot of pandas. You really focused on the one episode.
Yep.
All right, well, this one's actually interesting because this person isn't necessarily our fan. Dear Andrew and Sean, my husband is actually a fan, not me. In fact, I was very unhappy to find out he and my 14-year-old son had been listening to your show on their way to school in the morning.
14?
It seems like dad is listening to the show while he drives the son to school in the morning. And the son is also listening and mom's not very pleased. No offense. Nothing starts good with no offense. No offense. I like your show. It's super cute. My hubby plays it in the car on long trips. So I've heard a few episodes. Yeah. It's just not for me and not very appropriate for my son. However, I have re-listened to The Little Green Triangle That Could at least 20 times so far. I don't think I'll stop anytime too soon. I love that little story so much. I laugh, I cry again, and then I laugh more. Please do more shows like that one. Watch your mouths, and thanks for keeping my boys giggling. All right, so it's kind of a win in the end.
I like it.
She's not necessarily a fan, but she really loves that little triangle. That is a cute little episode. I like the little triangle. It could too.
That was it's a pretty good one. All right, all right. This Huang guy wrote a couple more things about panda, but I don't
skip over Huang.
I'm scared. I feel this is
send
one of your
those to my personal email.
Messing with me. Here's one from Liam Planto. No, Liam Mercier. Maybe he's from Planto. I don't know where that is. Hello, Mr. Random. Dear Mr. Random, very formal. My name is Liam Mercier. I am 15 years old.
I'm an attorney at law. I have been trying to contact you for many... No!
I am writing because I'm in a strange situation and I was looking for outside help.
I cannot help you.
I don't know why.
I can hardly help myself. I want a dog, but I can't take care of him, so I don't have a dog. I'm sorry, go on.
My parents got a divorce. Oh, because you talked about this before. My parents had a divorce.
Absolutely.
My parents got a divorce when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I mostly live with my mom, but sometimes I go and visit my dad on the weekends and for holidays. I like to do 4th of July with my dad because he lives outside of Frisco and has the better fireworks, okay?
Okay.
2 years ago, my dad got remarried to Stephanie. He travels a lot and isn't around, so sometimes I go and visit him when it's just me and Stephanie. The thing is, I really, really like my stepmom, and she will do things.
What's going on over there?
She will do things like leave her underwear around when she knows I am coming over. She also once offered me some beer and told my dad that I am handsome, okay? My dad got in trouble with her for Valentine's Day. The next weekend, he will be out of town at a time when I'm supposed to be staying with him. My mom doesn't know this, but Stephanie says she can watch me and that we can stay up late and watch movies on a weekend. Okay, that's a weekend.
Fun. Thing, all right.
It's really hard, and at school, I can't concentrate because I'm thinking about Stephanie all the time.
Hold on.
I think something might happen this weekend between me and her. And she's a lot younger than my dad, so I think she thinks I'm better looking than him. What would you do in this situation? What the hell?
Okay, hold on. How old is this person?
Hold on. He's 15.
Okay.
He's 15 years old.
Okay, so he's 15.
He doesn't say how old Stephanie is. He just says he's younger than his dad. It says a lot. He uses the word a lot younger.
Okay, so let's just make some presumptions. Dad's probably in his late 50s, early 60s.
Oh,
and
Sean,
so she's probably in her late 20s, early 30s. I'm thinking, what's
his
name?
Where the hell is Frisco?
What's San Francisco?
It says, they call it Frisco?
That's immediately what I thought.
My dad lives outside of Frisco. And then he says Planto. It says Liam Planto. What the hell? This is a weird one.
Oh, so his name is Liam.
No, his name is Liam. But he says, my name is Liam Mercier. And then he says, he's Liam Plano.
Okay, Liam, I think you've got a little bit of a crush on your stepmom.
Yeah. Because
she's probably some kind of hottie. Right, I imagine, like, you know, because this is
gonna go downhill. Go on.
I know. I don't mean this in a bad way. You're right. Awkward. I can see how this could go downhill. But what I'm thinking
is, Sean, you gonna give this kid advice?
No. Yes, and no. Here's what I'm thinking.
God, all right, go.
This young man has got a little bit of a crush on this very attractive woman that is in his life, but by proxy.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of reading into things that aren't really signals.
Yeah.
And so I think he's kind of thinking that she's giving him signals that she's not giving him. I think she might be putting on a little bit of a song and dance for her husband to show how excited she is to have him as part of her life.
Right.
And he may be interpreting this as something different. And I'm afraid this weekend isn't going to work out the way you necessarily anticipate.
I think they're gonna do stay up late and watch movies, and then he's gonna do something weird, and like, you, Liam, we gotta shut this down.
Yeah, I'm afraid. Hold on a second. Don't
this
make
was, he's gonna write back to us because it says Valentine's Day. It's talking about this was like 2 weeks ago. This
okay,
email,
right.
So I, Liam, you gotta write.
Oh,
us
so
back,
this event
buddy.
Already took place.
Yeah, he's gotta write us back because we did not answer this. My dad got in trouble with her for Valentine's Day next weekend. So it was the weekend after Valentine's Day weekend?
So that was last weekend.
Is that just the past weekend?
Yeah, that was just the recent weekend.
Okay. Wow. Oh, Liam.
All right, Liam, so you got to reach out to us and let us know how this
worked
out.
You
got to
tell us what happened with that.
Because,
For sure.
Yeah, just to kind of, I don't think your stepmom's making moves on you.
No. I think we have time for one more question. Sean, you have the final question.
One
right
more
there.
Question, indeed.
Go ahead.
Andrew, for a long time, Sean refers to the lady in your life as your girlfriend. Then he started referring to her as your wife. Recently, he referenced her as your girlfriend. What? How many women are in your life? And did you have a month-long marriage? What happened there?
I only have one. I really, truly only have one woman in my life. Been a woman in my lady friend in my life for a while. Yeah, and we've dated for a while, and we kind of go back and forth on this. And I don't mean like back and forth on like, she's my wife, I'm divorcing her. She's my girlfriend, I'm divorcing her. You know, I don't mean that. I mean that I got married this past year. And to my girlfriend. And
of a long time.
Of a long
There's only
long
been
time.
One girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got married to my long-term girlfriend, who's now going to be my long-term wife. It's a weird thing to say. A long-term wife.
Well, it would be weird if you were like, this is going to be my short-term wife.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, my wife and my girlfriend. No, but she,
never get your wife and girlfriend together. They classically do not get along.
But the whole point is that, Felicia, my wife, went from being my girlfriend to my wife, and that was chronological. She chronologically was my wife. She was chronologically was my girlfriend, then my wife, but unchronologically, as you've cut this show together, it kind of goes back and forth with, what are you talking about, your girlfriend? You're talking about your wife? Who are you talking about over
I've
there?
Taken bits and pieces from shows we did 2 or 3 years ago and matched that with content that we created recently and put that together into a new episode.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And every time a vegan complains in a restaurant, a demon eats a kitten.
Excuse me, does this omelet have eggs in it?
Vegans, please stop complaining in restaurants. This message has been brought to you by the Foundation for Kittens, Adorable Helpless Kittens.
It's okay. I won't let the vegans hurt you.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
And I appreciate everything you've done for this. And I appreciate every single person that has tuned in or pressed that button or gone to Podbean or Spreaker or any of these other things and listened to this show. Because it's something that like we've had so much passion for. And this is the end. This is the end of season one. Like,
that's
we've done it.
Yep.
We've gone through the entire season, which is absolutely just great.
That's, extravaganza!
Yeah, it makes me so happy to be able to do that. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens. I don't want to tell 10 friends or whatever, because that seems weird to me.
Fuck that. Tell 20 friends.
Tell 25.
Tell 40 friends. Or, you know, just make a Twitter post that says, hey, this is something I really enjoy. Maybe you'll like it too. And then just link our RSS feed.
Yeah, because whenever I do that, my mom's like, no, don't listen to it. She always comments.
Well, moms are a tough audience. We don't make it for moms. It's not for moms.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyways, from I think, is that the last question? That was the last one, right?
That was the last one.
Cool. Well, that's the end of another show then. I wanted to thank everyone for listening. And
thank you so much. Listen, so that you know, this is the final episode of the first season. Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a break, but fear not. Next week, we've got a couple of special episodes that are going to be coming out. You're going to be very excited to hear about those things, but I'm not going to tell you about them because that's how surprises work. And then after that, the premiere of season one. No. Season 2, Episode 1.
Awesome.
Oh, and next season, there's going to be a mini cast. I don't want to say too much, but Random Bush now has a mini cast. Random Bush comes out on Thursdays. Mini cast will be coming up on Mondays. But
awesome.
But that's a special surprise too, so that's all we're going to say. So, good fun stuff coming at you. This has been the first season of Random Bush.
Yeah. Hope everyone enjoyed. And so from our mobile podcasting studio here in beautiful Burbank, California, I'm Andrew Bush.
I'm Sean Random.
Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Have a great day.